Well, we have seen our whānau turn out in numbers around the motu in protest of a raft of policies that will be implemented by the coalition government that very successful, I would say. I'm sure that the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori would agree with me, Rāwiri Waititi. He joins us now. Me tūmihi ki a koe, Rāwiri. Thanks very much for joining me. What a great day, National Day of Action for Māori. Would have been pleased with the turnout around the motu.
Oh, absolutely. Really, really proud of our people on Tuesday morning when they turned out all over the country. And it was the beginning of an activation of our people over the next 3 years. You will see more bigger and grander activation of our people across a whole lot of creative spaces. Our people are awake to what is happening. We are aware of the government's agenda. And also, our younger people, but not just tangata whenua, but tangata moana and tangata tiriti, we're all out there supporting this particular kaupapa, because te tiriti o Waitangi affects them too. So the catch cry, toitū te tiriti, is something that you're hearing and seeing more of, and we will see more of over the next 3 years as we plan to ensure that this government is only a one-term government.
And, of course, the swearing in of the oath and your swearing in of the oath to Mokopuna and Te Tiriti, magnificent for all of Te Ao Māori, except for those two, your whanaunga on the other side, Uncle Winston and Uncle Shane. Why? And I guess it will be a question that Dale does ask Shane and Winston next week, but why do you think they pushed back on your oath?
Oh, well, to be honest, first of all, I'm really, really proud of our, first of all, of the growth of our movement in Parliament. Claudette, we've worked hard to ensure an authentic Māori voice in Parliament, and we've grown that by 300% or 600%, really, six new MPs, representing Te Pāti Māori. It's the fastest and the biggest growing party, in Parliament. So we're really proud of that, first of all. Second of all, I'm proud of the way they held themselves in, on Tuesday when we saw the oath. What Shane and Winston have to realise is that this is what their mokopuna are going to look like, and they just have to accept it. Until they get mokopuna, until they see that their mokopuna are proud of being Māori, unlike them at this particular time, that this is what the future of Aotearoa is going to look like. Winston, for 50 years, has only seen one way in that house. And so he's been comfortable in his colonialism, he's been comfortable in his colonization. And what we did on Tuesday absolutely rocked everything he has known for the last 50 years. And we will continue to rock everything he has known for the last 50 years. They are not the future of politics. This is their last grab. They're going to throw everything at this term. Their votership, their support base is also something that is not the future of New Zealand politics, and that's also dwindling as well. So, we're not going anywhere. The future of Māori politics does look like what you saw on Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to the next 3 years, but I'm looking forward to the next 20, 50, 100 years for our people as we move into a more political, we get more political savvy, and we get more political educating ourselves and maturing ourselves in that particular space.
I did really like your headdress. How te ingo tera?
Well, if you have a look at the history books and many of the photographs, the early photographs, many of our tipuna wore all those types of pōtai. And so both Doc and I, and I just want to acknowledge the artist, in Corey Masters, who is one of the best weavers in this country. Both of those headdresses were made by Corey Masters, and they're absolutely beautiful. They're done in a raranga style. If you see our traditional cloaks, those pōtai made in the same style, and we're really privileged to be able to exhibit those, be the kaitiaki of those, and to wear those in Parliament, and to allow our people to see the re-indigenising of that particular space. And so, those headdresses there And if people are threatened by that, like Winston and Shane, you know, too bad, too sad. You're going to see more of the re-indigenizing of that space with our kākahu. We saw our activists, activating an action on Tuesday, but you'll also be seeing, you know, the fashion activism in the house, and see more of our kākahu, see more of our taonga, hearing more of our reo, and see more of our moko, you know, and that was also under threat in one of the speeches that Winston made. He made reference and insulted, our taonga Māori and those pōtai, and our moko, our reo, which we have, that's a reclamation which we have, where there's been a huge resurgence over the last 10, 20 years in that particular space. And we continue to push those spaces in our Māori communities, and you will see it more in Parliament, in our court systems, in the police, in our military. You know, you see it everywhere now, and we encourage our people to do that more, not listen to silly old dinosaurs like Winston and Shane ridicule the resurgence and the reclamation of our culture in many of those spaces, and especially in Parliament.
One of the other comments that Shane Jones made was around, and again, it was the kākahu, was the poo, the embroidered poo on the kākahu. He said that gives a very dangerous precedence. However, what I want to raise here is that dangerous precedence to have an embroidered poo on a shirt, on a tihati, engari, but the very next day he made that comment, we had 100 military march past with guns, and then the 21 gun salute. So I'm not quite sure whether an embroidered shirt or the display of guns by the military on the forecourt of the Parliament were one and the same thing here, but definitely contradiction.
Oh, absolutely. And, he's just trying to fuel a narrative that suits his types of voter, older Pākehā, people who voted for New Zealand First, who deserve to retire in peace. But what they're doing is instilling moral fear and panic into older Pākehā, and turn us into this terrorist type peoples. When in actual fact, we're not going to allow them to take that narrative, and also to take the artistic expression of many of our artists who use those colonial symbols as a way of getting our messages across. So, we're not going to allow Shane Jones to do that. And you're absolutely right. There was over 100 military people who marched outside of Parliament who actually held guns. There was a debate in the House around the ceasefire in Gaza where they allowed the debate to happen, but then voted against calling for a ceasefire. So they are supportive of genocide. They are supportive of people using guns to kill tamariki and wahine. And so those are the things that probably Shane Jones should start thinking about before he opens and flaps his fat mouth, is those types of things in regards to, the actual use of guns and what they support and what they stand for. But we will not allow him to silence the artistic expression of any of our artists who donated that particular side to our movement. And we will continue to use it because it is the colonial the power that and the tools that we used against us during and after the Treaty of Waitangi was signed during the 1860s, where many of our lands were confiscated, when there were genocidal acts in Taranaki and Parihaka and across the Waikato and in Whakatohea and many of the other iwi. We had thousands, hundreds of thousands and millions of hectares confiscated and taken and stolen from them. And so, those are the things that we express when we move into the activation of our people. And it is hypocrisy, and it is a double standards when it comes to a man who I think, holds many mātauranga Māori, is an eloquent speaker of te reo Māori, but, continues to ridicule the next generation who many of his generation fought for to learn our reo. To stick up for our people and to build a better future for our mokopuna.
Mm. And so I was out and about with the whānau in Whanganui Ātaha when they arrived at Parliament, and I spoke to a number of rangatahi who are extremely proud, as Pākehi are, of Hana. They uphold her as a beacon of hope for that generation, Te Tiriti. Ahako he rangatahi a Hana. Tōna reo i roto i te pārenta, he tino tāwhito tōna reo when she gave her oath.
Yes, and so she is an example of what the fight was for over the last 30, 40 years of our people. And is the prime example and product of that. And so, like I said, the Kohanga Reo generation is here. It is the generation that that our people dreamed of. It is the generation that our people fought for. And Hana is the manifestation of that. And we're really, really proud to have her, her voice, her mana, her whakapapa, and her ability to be able to transverse between rangatahi and our pakeke, between te ao kohatu and te ao marama, I think is a privilege for this country to see, and she won't be the first, and she won't be the first, and she will not be the last as we grow this movement and allow this generation to flourish as we've prepared the groundwork for Hana and her generation to be able to move with strength, to move with truth, and to move comfortably in any space that they desire to walk in.
And finally, how is our Uncle Harihara from the coast? How's he doing?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. And so,
he would have been really pleased to hear his name being mentioned in Parliament.
Absolutely. And especially with King in front of it. This is down to interpretation that everybody is starting to use. I use the kupu and the intent that I know. And if you want to interpret it that way, that's up to you. It's up to how they interpret the tiriti e waitangi. Interpretation can be a dangerous. I think one of the most dangerous words. It's dangerous when you're trying to interpret the tiriti e waitangi or its principles. When we actually talk about articles, we just want the articles on it. We don't want our principles. My people didn't sign principles. They never talked about principles. And so if they sign the articles, just go by the words. And that was the danger of how interpretation is used here in this country, is that you've got it's dangerous when it's in the mouth of people like David Seymour, when they want the interpretation of the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, take it to referendum. The Kupu Haere was the same, and so that's something for this country to wānanga on. But we swore the oath. After we swore an oath, our tamariki and te tiriti e waitangi.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Darwin.